You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The Competition Commission has filed its complaint with the Competition Tribunal against the JSE following a complaint that was submitted in 2022 by the A2X Exchange. Alleged here is that the Johannesburg Stock Exchange has been engaging in anti-competitive practices that have restricted the A2X from an operational standpoint. This is, of course, going to be tabled for next year and dealt with next year. But for now, we're going to take a look at some of the potential implications with the director at Worksmen's Attorneys, Amor Burgersmith. She joins me now to get a sense of what this could mean. Amor, always lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Give us a sense of what led to where we are now. What did the A2X flag for the Competition Commission to investigate 3 years ago, and how did we get to today?
Jimmy, evening and evening to your listeners. Now, this is a very interesting case, and actually from a competition law perspective, a very complicated case, because it points to an abuse of dominance case in terms of the legislation. And notoriously, the South African Competition Commission have been might we say politely, underperforming in prosecuting abuse of dominance cases. And what they're alleging against the JSE is that the JSE is engaging in exclusionary behavior in the first instance. And if I say exclusionary behavior, what your listeners need to understand and what we're discussing here then is making it very, very difficult and increasing the barriers to entry for other competitors to enter the market. And that is the nub of the case that the Competition Commission is taking forward against the JSE.
Now, what's interesting here, Amor, is that the A2X Exchange, A2X Markets, as it's referred to, was founded back in 2017. This case was lodged in, or the complaint rather, was lodged in 2022. And prior to the 2017 establishment of the A2X, we only really had the JSE. And so one obviously then can see where the conversation comes in from the point of saying that you didn't have competition in the past. Now suddenly you have competition, and how does that shape up? The question here becomes, from a JSE perspective, from a case perspective, how do we see some of the various ways that this could unfold? I mean, we do want more accessibility in markets, but at the same time, we can't speculate on things we don't know.
Indeed, you put your finger on such an important point, because as I'm sitting here and you sitting behind the microphone on your end, we don't know all the facts that the commission has got access to and that they are basing their case on. At the same time, the JSE is stating that they haven't done anything wrong, while the new entrant is telling us that we can't enter the market. We've got brokers that can't use us because they can't switch easily if an investor like you and I and my mother want to invest money, and someone's father, I don't know whether your father is still in this life, but they want to invest money. And for instance, an example is you've got 100,000 that you want to invest, and the broker has to decide whether he wants to invest it through the JSE or X2X. So where is he placing the money, and how can he seamlessly move the money and invest the money, and the interoperability between the two exchanges? And that is the important aspect that we have to consider here. And what is alleged is that the JSE is making it extremely difficult for brokers and investors to move money from the JSE onto another fund and to actually engage in activity. Now, what we know is, as an investor, you're only interested in, what you're investing in and what benefit you can derive from that. So from a consumer perspective and a consumer wealth perspective, we want benefit, we want growth, And if we are in, if we've got an entity, allegedly the JSE, engaging in exclusive behavior, excluding a competitor for being able to compete in the market, that becomes problematic from a competition law point of view. And that is what we read and what we understand. The problem is that the commission has identified as alleged anti-competitive behavior, and that will now be defended before the competition tribunal. You know what is so interesting? These matters take years and years and years to progress through the competition authority process.
Amor, perhaps we can draw on some of the other cases that we've seen in competition law. Immediately what jumps up in my mind is perhaps the other financial services companies, like the banking space. Banks have also got very tight regulation and controls for new entrants and new participants. Are there other areas, perhaps like the banking sector, that can be drawn on in this case when perhaps looking at some of the precedent that's been established and markets typically that have very few players in them? I mean, we don't have the luxury of having the hundreds of banks that a market like the United States does. We've got very few. And this would be the same from an exchange perspective.
Sure, you're putting your finger on a very important aspect, because this points to, you know, what can the market carry? Can the market carry two exchanges? Can the market carry three exchanges? The same goes for banks. Can the market carry seven banks or 10 banks? Or, you know, what is that tipping point for profitability in terms of, and this is an economic question. Now, this points to the very, very important analysis aspect. If we think about competition law, it focuses on microeconomics, not macroeconomics. It's not concerning itself with the GDPR and the worldwide economy. It's focused on a country's economy, what the macroeconomic perspective. What can we actually carry as an economy? Now, the competition authorities have been very critical about this concept as to how many participants can you actually accommodate within a market. But what you point at, in addition to how many participants can you carry into an economy, is the very, very important point that from a financial services sector, there are so many other pieces of legislation that impacts on the financial services sector. You can never, ever, ever look at the financial services sector in isolation just from a competition law point of view without ignoring, for instance, the Banks Act. You know, there are NCA, the CPA. There are so many pieces of legislation that impacts on it. But if we think about this matter that the Competition Commission has referred, they are saying, JSE, you are making it more difficult for X2X to actually succeed in the market and offer a competitive alternative for consumers, and consumers where they can actually derive more value out of the process. And this is the important thing that the Competition Tribunal will have to evaluate. Are there agreements that actually limits, if you listed on the JSE for secondary listing on X2X, are there prohibitive terms and conditions that prohibits you from having a secondary listing on X2X? And this is what the JSE is saying, but we're not doing this. And X2X is saying, but we can't grow, we can't exist, we can't survive in the market. And the commission should put in place certain conditions that will apply and at the end of the day and against the JSE to allow us to compete on an equal footing.
Well, there's lots that can be said around this, everything from the fact that the JSE themselves have experienced a number of delistings as well, to the fact that we now have what we're expecting to come into effect in the Conduct of Financial Institutions Bill, in the COFI Bill that has been prepared at the moment for financial businesses. But for now, we'll have to keep an eye on this Competition Commission at development and see how this landmark case will affect the largest exchange on the African continent, as well as the A2X markets. We're going to leave this conversation though on that note. Thanks so much to the director at Worksmen's Attorneys, Amor Burger-Schmidt, for joining us to take a look at the Competition Commission's case against the JSE for anti-competitive behavior.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.